It's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont, and today I read chapter 5 from my book For a Few Days. Chapter 5 is entitled The Statute of Limitations on Youthful Folly. Which way do the threads run on a bolt? Which way do you turn a wrench to loosen a nut? Who are the Axis powers during World War II? Who were the Allies? What was D-Day? Grandpa might have had some teacher in him. He had the skill every good teacher has of asking questions to see if you understand what he's trying to teach you. What is a harvest moon? What do I need to do before I take this ring off? What's going to happen when you let go of that line? How many different kinds of meat did I tell you were in a turtle? What side of a tree does the moss grow on? How can I find the North Star? Does a catfish have scales? He should have asked, what happens if you let the clutch out while the tractor's still in gear? Or what happens if you let the clutch out too quickly when you have an implement attached to the tractor? Or what happens if you fail to secure both brakes and leave the tractor idling at the top of the hill? Now, these would have been good questions for my grandpa to ask me. In our short time together, he taught me how to stack hay so it wouldn't fall off the wagon. He taught me how to pick green beans without missing any. He taught me how to catch and clean fish, including catfish. He taught me how to identify plants and stars and trees and animal tracks. He taught me how to thread a bolt. He taught me how to ride a horse. He tried to teach me how to ride a horse. He set the bar high. He expected a lot. He had a way of making you want to please him. One of the most delightful things he taught me was how to drive a tractor. I loved driving the tractor. It's a bit of a slow learner, but I loved it. One day, when I was not catching on too quickly and Grandpa got a little impatient, he said, "Here, let me show you. Just get off." I did what I was told, not thinking that what he really intended to say was, take the tractor out of gear, then slowly let off the clutch, and then get off. I just got off. And when I did, I took my foot off the clutch without taking the tractor out of gear. It lurched suddenly and violently forward and died. And the shift forward motion of the tires slanted in my grandpa's side sent him sprawling to the ground. He either had an episode of post-traumatic stress disorder or he faked it really well to frighten some sense into me. He fell to the ground, rolled around, disoriented for a while. He wasn't injured, but I felt the rebuke of it and vowed inwardly to try to never disappoint him again. On another occasion, Grandpa let me attach the sickle bar mower and mow the pasture. He and Dad were down in the yard when, in my inexperience, I popped the clutch. I was aware they were watching me, and I wanted to impress them with how swiftly I could navigate the turns and operate the mower. The tractor lurched against the mowing implement. Dad whistled. Grandpa shouted. They were afraid that I would damage the mower or flip the tractor. I knew what I'd done, and I didn't need a rebuke, but I think it frightened both of them. Again, there was no damage or danger, and I lived to tell about it. Again, I vowed not to disappoint the men I so wanted to please. Late on a summer evening, we're coming down from the baling hill in the back of the property, and I was following Grandpa down the two-track lane, and he was hauling the baler and a wagon load of hay, and I was following with the spare tractor. It was my responsibility to close and latch the gate at the top of the hill. I drove the tractor through the open gate, parked it parallel with the steep hill, left the tractor running. It had no starter. I set the brakes. I was sure I set the brakes. I turned my back on the tractor, walked over to the gate, shut it, latched it, and when I turned back toward the tractor was gone. It was gone. The tractor was bounding down the hill, kicking up dust in a wide arc. One brake had let go and the other held, and the tractor was bouncing wildly down the steep hill, gaining speed like a carnival ride. For a moment, I thought it would catch up with Grandpa, perhaps even collide with his rig, but it didn't. The tractor swept down the hill in a big circle, lost some speed, and then started back up the grade, and finally it came to rest with its tires in the rut of the lane. Come to think of it, there may have been guardian angels involved that day. I ran down the hill after it full speed, praying that my grandfather didn't see what had happened. I jumped into the tractor seat, released the brake that had held, and pulled in behind Grandpa as if nothing had happened. I never told him, and he never asked me. I didn't tell Dad till years later when the statute of limitations on such things had expired. God protected me from any serious injury and all the dangerous things you have to do to grow to manhood, like learning to drive a car or a tractor, operating equipment, navigating the choppy water of the public school system, surviving thugs, bullies, dating, courtship, and Baptist church business meetings. By God's merciful providence and the counsel and prayers of four godly grandparents and two loving parents, I survived to have children of my own. I wonder what dangers they have navigated that I will know nothing about until the statute of limitations has passed. That is Chapter 5, the statute of limitations. And this has been Stories from Bittersweet Farm, where every day is a beautiful day and the little light in the kitchen is always on.